In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We left off yesterday, 1 Samuel 9, and we're going to look at the 6th verse. They lost their donkeys, and they need to find the donkeys for Saul's father. And he said unto him, "Behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he says comes surely to pass. Now let us go hither, and he will show us our way that we should go." Then said Saul to his servant, "But behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man?" He was called a seer. "What are we going to bring him? You know, what are we going to bring the man of God?" I'm telling you that it's very important that people bring to the church their tithes, bring to the church their tithes and their offerings. It is very important. It's not for the man of God, it's for the propagation of the gospel. We would not have been on 32 years unless people have supported us for 32 years. And I am so grateful. I could never do this work without people who sacrifice for this ministry, because they know that this ministry is a unique ministry. There are not very many Catholics that are doing this. So I want to say thank you to the people who have sent money, not to the man of God, but to In Season and Out of Season, so the man of God can speak. Then said Saul to his servant, "But behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we?" And the servant answered Saul again and said, "Behold, I have here at hand a fourth part of a shekel of silver. That I will give the man of God to tell us our way. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, 'Come, let us go to the seer.' For at that time the prophet was known as a seer." So we see Samuel is a seer, and he's going to tell them about the donkeys and where to find them, or if they're already found. Then said Saul to his servant, "Well said, come, let us go, let us go." So they went unto the city where the man of God was. It's very important. You see, people call me at all times because they need prayer. And they call me because they know I'll pray. It's very interesting that everyone doesn't do that. That people call me because they know I'm going to pray for them. Just yesterday I had someone who came to me, and God did wonderful things in the name of Jesus Christ and through the power of his blood. Then said Saul to his servant, "Well said, come, let us go." So that they went into the city where the man of God was. And as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, "Is the seer here?" And they answered him and said, "He is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now, that he comes today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place." This is before the place of the temple in Jerusalem. "As soon as you come to the city, you shall straightway find the seer, before he goes up to the high place to eat, for the people will not eat until he comes, because he does bless the sacrifice, and afterwards that meat that be bidden. Now therefore get you up, for about this time you shall find him." Let me just tell you that worship is not only singing songs. Worship is sacrifice. The one sacrifice of Calvary is the worship that we offer the Father every single day. The one sacrifice of Calvary is the worship we offer the Father every single day. Worship is more than singing songs. I love singing songs, and I love the anointing that comes when we sing songs. But worship is sacrifice, and we have to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. This is our destiny. And they went up into the city, and when they were come into the city, behold, the seer Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. What's he going to do in the high place? He's going to sacrifice. Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, tomorrow about this time I will send three men out of the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him to be captain over my people, Israel, and he may save my people out of the land of the Philistines. So therefore, God already spoke to the seer that he was sending him three men, and one he had to anoint to be king. I remember John the Baptist saying, I was told by God to go out into the desert and to baptize, to go out into the Jordan River and to baptize. God told John the Baptist that. He also told John the Baptist, the one whom the Spirit of God comes upon, it is he who baptizes in the Holy Spirit and in power. Do you know again about this wonderful Holy Spirit? This wonderful Holy Spirit. That baptism of the Spirit is so necessary to do the ministry. To do the ministry. I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about doing the ministry. How do people do the ministry without the unction of the Holy Spirit? You're not going to do very much. You're just going to do what you did last year, and not much comes about. We are looking for converts. We're looking that people's lives will be changed. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Last night, I received a call. I was in bed, and the call came from a young man who just got married. And he had come to Holy Rosary many years ago. And I prayed over him, and he went down in the Spirit. But more than that, he was inundated with the love of God. He was inundated with the love of God. And now he is bringing people to Jesus. It's so wonderful. He says, can I continue to send you notes? I said, oh, of course. It's so wonderful that it all started at Holy Rosary when we laid hands upon him and the Spirit of God came upon him. And now he was bringing people to Christ. He is a young man filled with love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tomorrow at this time, I will send you a man out of the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him to be captain over the people of Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry has come up to me. Now, this, remember that God said to Samuel that it was an affront against God that they wanted a king, because the king would take men and use them in his army, and take women to be their cooks and to be servants. And now God is going to anoint Saul. Again, Saul is not Paul. This is the Old Testament. Saul becomes the first king of Israel. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I spoke to you of, this same shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray, where is the seer's house? He's talking to him. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go and will tell thee all that is in your heart. And as for the donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, set you down mind on them not, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house? And Saul answered and said, am not I a Benjaminite? Benjamin was the least tribe of Israel. In other words, you're going to anoint me king, and I'm a Benjamite, and I come from the least tribe of Israel, the smallest tribe of Israel. We also remember that St. Paul came from the Benjaminite house also. Let's continue. Of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. Wherefore then speak thou so to me? And Samuel took Saul and his servant, and brought them into the parlor, and made them sit in the chief place among them that were bidden, which were come about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, Bring the portion which I give thee, of which I said unto thee, Set it by thee. And the cook took up the shoulder and that which was upon it, and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, Behold, behold which is left, set it before thee and eat, for unto this time hath it been kept for thee since I said, I have invited the people. So Saul did eat and Samuel with Samuel that day. So the hospitality rule in the desert is very interesting. Even in the 23rd Psalm, he sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. If I am hungry in the middle of the night, and my enemies are enemies, they have to feed me. It's the law of hospitality. When we think of Sodom and Gomorrah, not only was it the sin of homosexuality, but it was invading the hospitality of the man of God. This is very true. It's both things. Always, always hospitality. I remember when I was in the Holy Land many years ago, we stopped to get something to drink or something to eat, and I'll never forget what happened. The bus driver and the one who escorted us left the bus. A man that owned the store was eating, and the man gets up, and the bus driver starts eating from his plate. That's hospitality. It's not like we do things in America. We're germ conscious. But you see, that's hospitality. The man left his seat and brought the other man on, and he started to eat from the plate. This is amazing. You know, when you're talking about the West and the East, the very different things happen in the East. I told you about the weddings in the East. It's not about the bride. It's about the groom. The groom is being prepared to meet his bride even now. His name is Jesus. He's being prepared to meet his bride. The bride is the church, those who believe that Jesus is Lord, those who has given their lives to Jesus. I have invited the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. And when they had come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. And they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called on Saul to the top of the house, saying, Up, that I may send you away. And Saul arose, and they went both of them away with Samuel abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, Bid thy servant to pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of God. Then Samuel took a vial of oil, yes, oil, anointing oil. He poured it upon the head of Saul and kissed him and says, Is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? It wasn't a little dab. It was a whole bottle of oil poured upon the head of Saul. When thou art departed from me today, when you shall find two men by Rachel's tomb in the border of Benjamin in Zelpha, that they shall say unto thee, Your donkeys which you went to seek, they are found, and lo, your father has left the care of the donkeys and sorrows for you, saying, What shall I do for my son? In other words, the son has been gone for a long time, and the father is very upset. Where is my son? Again, the prodigal son. The prodigal son. The father says, Where is my son? Where is my daughter, the prodigal? The ones that I died for, Jesus says. I want them to come back to me. I want to give them life. I want to give them hope. I want to tell them they've got a future. I want to tell them they've got a destiny. Oh, yes, a destiny. The prodigal children. Maybe you're a prodigal child, and you left the Lord. You left the sweetest of all the wine. And the Lord says, today I call you back. I want to anoint you again. I call you back because, you know, that's what I do. I don't turn away from you. You turned away from me. But I call you back, the Lord says. I call you back. But what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? That's the issue. Then shall you go forward from thence, and you shall come to the plain of Tabor. And there you shall meet three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive from their hands. After that you shall come to the hill of God. There is a garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when you are come thither to the city, that you shall meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with the psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. Now prophecy in this time was frenetic. It was not only, you know, the Lord says. When people received the prophetic gift, they would start dancing and jumping around and even take their clothes off. Oh yes, the prophet was reborn to preach the word of God. The seer was reborn to preach the word of God. The king was reborn to preach the word of God. I'm telling you, prophecy today is a lot calmer. The people are not taking their clothes off. People are not jumping around. Well, some do jump around, and you know what? Good for them. Good for them when they start jumping. If they jump, they're going to be jumping for the Super Bowl game. I think we better jump for Jesus, because the Super Bowl game, what do you get out of it? You get nothing out of it. What do you get out of Jesus? Salvation, healing, love, tenderness. My Lord, we jump for the Super Bowl game, and we get nothing out of it. But, you know, we won't jump for Jesus. I'll never forget Sister Miriam when she went on a Thanksgiving day someplace, and they were marching for Jesus. And she said, you know what? I've loved Jesus all my life, but I never marched for him. And the guy was saying to Sister Miriam, march, sister, and sing. And they did. Sister said, it wasn't the way I used to do things, but now the Lord's showing me something different. And that's real. She was marching for Jesus. She was singing for Jesus. From the high place and a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and you shall be turned into another man. Oh, yes, turned into another man. How? By the presence of the Holy Spirit, by the presence of God, you shall be turned into another man. A king, a prophet. This is wonderful. I'm telling you, if the church needs anything now, it needs prophets who will be obedient to the church, but who will challenge the church in all of our ways. We are in need of prophets. We are in need of men and women who will love the church, but challenge the church. This is real. Like Joan of Arc. Like Joan of Arc. She challenged the church, but she was in the church. You know, we need to challenge people, because if we don't challenge them, God will challenge them. God wants to raise up a group of prophets who are in love with Jesus, who love the church, but who will speak prophetically to the church. We need that. We need that today. And let it be, when these signs are come upon thee, that you do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And you shall go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shall you tarry till I come to you and show you what you shall do. And it was so, when he had turned his back to go to Samuel, God gave him another heart, see? Born again, a new life. He's now going to be prophetic. He's going to be an anointed king. And all those signs came past that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And again, it was not only with words, it was frenetic. It was dancing and jumping and praising God, and they even took their clothes off. This is the prophecy at its beginnings. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, and that the people said to one another, "What is this that you come, son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" "Yes, he is." And one of the same answered and said, "But who is their father?" Therefore it came a proverb, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" I have with me Bobby Ainello. He's looking for some work people. And I'm going to ask him to tell you who he's looking for.
Thank you, Father Tom. It's an honor and privilege to be here with you today. You know, we have been friends with this ministry and have supported Father Tom for probably close to 20 years now. And we follow the rule of tithing. And we're tithers, so we believe that God will bless us in many ways. So I have been blessed with a wonderful business, and we're electrical contractors. We've been blessed with many large contracts, but unfortunately have a shortage of skilled workers. So we're looking for skilled electricians and apprentice electricians. We're offering a $500 signing bonus and a $500 referral bonus for anybody that sends a hire to us. We're guaranteeing a raise in their current salary. So you simply bring us your paycheck and we'll guarantee an increase in salary. So again, we're fortunate to be here. We're blessed to be part of In Season and Out of Season. We've been supporting Father Tom, and we're hoping that all that we've tithed all these years with Father Tom will help win souls and win workers for us in our company. So please contact Father Tom, or you can go to our website at ainelloelectric.com.
Spell it.
ainelloelectric.com. If you know of anybody or you're in need of electrical work, electrical workers, skilled electricians, and apprentices. Thank you so much, Father, for this time.
You know, this is a call to people who need work. And, you know, work is very, very needed at this time. We're looking for good workers. I need good workers with me to proclaim the gospel. I need people like Bart, who called me last night, who received the Holy Spirit at the Holy Rosary and is now preaching the Word of God among college students and bringing people to God and praying with people on campus. This is wonderful. You see, it all starts very little. Sometimes I think I wish that I could go out and preach the Word of God all over the earth, but the Lord's not calling me that to do that. Let me tell you what He did say. I will bring people to you from all around the world. He's done that. I have someone living with me from Africa. I have someone living with me from India. I had people from Poland, from Israel, from Italy, all these places that God sent people. When He said, "I will send people to you, I will send people to you." Today in Boston, it's not a very nice day. I ask you to stay home today. It's very slick. It's very slippery. You don't need to go out. You need to be home, and you need to be warm. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Just what have we learned today? That prophets were called seers in the time of Samuel. That you needed to bring something to the seer before you asked him or her for advice and for stuff to that you needed to ask them for. And not only that, but when the Spirit of God came upon Saul, the Spirit of God changed him into another man. He was anointed with the oil of gladness. Do you know who else was anointed with the oil of gladness? Jesus, anointed with the oil of gladness. Not the oil of cemeteries, but the oil of gladness. Jesus the King, Jesus the Prophet, Jesus the Priest, anointed with the oil of gladness. God wants to anoint us with the oil of gladness. Why? Because He loves us. So Saul became another man. He became another man, and now he's going to reign over Israel. But the poor Saul will be hearing things of how he turned away from God. You know, you might be anointed and turn away from God. It's time to come back. It's time to come back. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Read 1 Samuel 9 and 10 today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.